Welcome to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. We're on live on Sunday, April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2007. And I won't bother playing any April Fool's jokes today on this program because we've been enduring decades of April Fool's every day with what our yahoos in Washington, D.C. have been doing for the past decades upon decades. And that's just the beginning of it. We can talk about the mainstream press doing the same thing. And the education system, the big pharma system, medical care and all that, we've been enduring April Fool's Days every day for many decades now. So welcome to the show. We're going to have a Ron Paul update during the program. We'll also have coming on just after the break at around 6:24 p.m. We're going to have Felix Michael Kubosch. I met this gentleman at this public hearing here for the Transportation and Homeland Security Committee by the Senate here in the state legislature of Texas. And he was down there, Mr. Kubosch was down there fighting over the issue of red light cameras here in the state of Texas. So we're going to have him come on at just after the break at 6:20. So that'll be interesting to hear his opinion. He's got a real strong opinion about these red light cameras and their legality or illegality as it stands. And also, he doesn't want to see them all over the state, which right now they're trying to pass legislation that would help and allow more cities to put up their red light cameras and therefore just continue figuring out more ways to revenue off the people all the time. As we well know, that it just seems like it's all about the taxpayer dollar. It's all about eating out our substance. Okay, well, in case you were just listening to the program before this came on, before Restoring the Republic came on, if you were listening to John Moore's show, and he was talking, his forte is talking about gun, you know, you're being prepared with your guns and your ammo and survivalist gear and things like that. So he prepares you for the worst, and I'm over here on this show hoping that, hey, we can hope for the best. And so prepare for the worst, hope for the best. That's what I think. And I really think that we've got an opportunity to use one of the three boxes that our founding fathers have given us to keep this country the way it should be as a republic. As most of y'all know, they gave us the ballot box, the jury box, and the ammo box, the three boxes. And I would add to that now that we have a fourth is the soapbox, and they had it back then, but now the soapbox is even bigger with the advent of the internet communications and micro-broadcasting and shortwave broadcasting, FM broadcasting, you name it, all these different venues and new medias that we have now as opposed to what the founding fathers had when they first started with their efforts to create a republic. But anyway, stay tuned for Felix Michael Kubosch. And at this point, I would also like to announce a couple of upcoming events here in Central Texas in Austin area. We've got our Truth Seekers meeting coming up on April 3rd. It's going to be at the Brave New Bookstore, and that's at 1904 Guadalupe here in Austin from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. And you can park in the parking garage behind the Dolby Theater. That's going to be, like I said, April 3rd of 2007. And once again, that's Truth Seekers. And the host for Truth Seekers there will be Brave New Books. And the gentleman that puts on the Truth Seekers meeting, his name is Randall Mock. He's a great guy here in Texas, been here for several years, many years, and working to do what he can to restore our republic and keep Texas on track to what it should be. But anyway, like I said, 7 p.m. if you can make it, 7 p.m. to 10, 1904 Guadalupe, and that's at Brave New Books. You can also check out the website for Brave New Books. That's bravenewbookstore.com, bravenewbookstore.com. And they've got a big event calendar on that website as well with a full detail of events. They've got events actually almost every day down there, so you might want to check that out. Also, coming up on Wednesday, April 18th, Independent Texans will be having a meeting at the University Hills Library. That's located on Loyola Lane, right there close to Loyola and Maynard Road. That's going to be from 6:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. So once again, that'll be Linda Curtis down there with Independent Texans meeting, April 18th, Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Hope you're able to make it to both those meetings. And looks like we're going to go to break. We'll be right back after the break. If you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and once again, we are live on the air between 6 and 8 p.m. on Sunday evenings. Today is April Fool's Day, April 1st. However, I won't be doing any April Fool's jokes today because we've endured enough of them on a daily basis by the powers that be and the globalists and the mainstream media, etc. So what we do on this program is we are here in response to the mainstream media's call to action that has lasted for decades now on the American public. The call to action by the mainstream media has been to just be ignorant, don't pay attention to what's going on, look for the wardrobe malfunction, look for the Britney Spears, look for the next sensational OJ case or whatever to distract and entertain the American public so that they just don't know what indeed is going on in this country. However, we're here to respond to that, and it stays kind of Texas-centric a little bit on the show for now, but that is meant as an example, to be an example, as a template for what you can do in your state. I was looking at the population of New Hampshire, I think a few weeks ago, and the population of New Hampshire, I think if I remember correctly, was between 1 million and 1.5 million people, which here in the metropolitan area of Austin, the metro area, there are about 1.2 to 1.3 million people. So states like New Hampshire can definitely have significant changes occur in those states much quicker with such a smaller population base if you just have a core group of 50 or 100 people near the state capital and around to start waking up the people. I know many of y'all out there are probably like myself. You've been out there handing out flyers, passing out videos, handing out DVDs, sending emails with links to different stories and different articles and different websites, etc. So that's what we need to continue to do, get on these big blogs that are getting more popular. Some of these blogs now on the Democrat side and on the Republican side both are getting more popular than a lot of big city newspapers. So those are opportunities where you can get in on the comments and drop some URLs in there, put some websites in there, put republicbroadcasting.org in there, put a link to, you know, Loose Change, put a link to all these different groups, whether if it's about toll roads, you could put in austintollparty.com, which, by the way, while I'm talking about links, I do want to send everybody once again to corridorwatch.org. Go to corridorwatch.org, and on the homepage, you'll see a link that goes to a legislative scorecard to SB, and it talks about these bills, SB 1267 and HB 2772. Now, SB 1267 and HB 2772 are bills to have a two-year moratorium on public-private partnerships, which here in Texas, they're called CDAs, called Comprehensive Development Agreements. And those are what we're trying to stop there, as well as the Trans-Texas Corridor, as well as toll roads in general. One of the groups I'm associated with, which is called TexasTollParty.com, also known as AustinTollParty.com, we're not necessarily in favor of not having toll roads at all. For example, a traditional toll road built such as the Dallas-Fort Worth Turnpike, which is now I-30, that toll road was built presumably because there was no money. My opinion differs with that. I think we've got plenty of money for roads. But nonetheless, if there were such a road that needed to be built, and indeed there was really truly no money to build it, then it should be built, and the tolls should pay for that road. And when the tolls pay for the road with a real accounting, and I don't know if they're even capable of doing real accounting in government. I really question it, whether or not it's even a possibility to have real and true accounting by these scoundrels. But nonetheless, it has happened in the past. There's a few examples where roads have been built with tolls on them, and then when the tolls pay for the road, the tolls come off. And that's really the only circumstance under which TexasTollParty.com would be in favor of toll roads. And therefore, the case that there can be toll roads is a difficult one to make, because you have to even ask about the accounting issues, like I said. So in general, it is my view and many other view of the people that I'm associated with here in Texas that we do have plenty of money for roads. One example that I gave last week, and I'd like to give again, is the fact that in the general revenues in the state of Texas, the budget for this biennium, 2007 and 2008, the upcoming biennium, the two-year period between 2007 and 2008, the budget of Texas is $150 billion, that's with a B, $150 billion is the budget for the state of Texas. So that's roughly about $75 billion a year. Now, according to Rick Williamson and many other people in the transportation business, TxDOT, Campo Board here locally in Central Texas, and many other folks, they're claiming that there's a shortfall of $75 to $80 billion over the next 20 to 30-year period of time, that there's a shortfall in transportation budget of $75 to $80 billion over the next 25 years. And the question is, though, is that with a $150 billion biennium budget, which is equivalent to $75 billion a year, it would only take about $3 billion out of that $75 billion to be reallocated, reaccounted, and reprioritized to be put towards transportation. They've got the Health and Human Services, that they've got a chart on one of the websites that I looked at from the state's office, from the comptroller's office, the Susan Combs comptroller's office, and it showed where Health and Human Services gets the lion's share of the budget, of the Texas state budget. It was somewhere in the neighborhood, I think, of 40 or 50%. I really should have those numbers and just nail them out and give them the exact numbers. But anyway, those numbers are huge for Health and Human Services, yet the transportation budget is down in the single digits. It's amazing that the transportation is one of the priority top issues that the state should be involved with, yet when they go to allocating money, it definitely is always shortchanged. So anyway, bottom line is it would only take about 4 cents on the dollar. There's probably that much waste, fraud, and abuse easily in every dollar that's allocated to the state in by different means. There is probably 10 to 15% that is waste, fraud, and abuse. And it just seems to me like just by cleaning up waste, fraud, and abuse, they could probably find a 4 cent on the dollar reallocation to be given over to transportation to build our roads. So that would be a way we wouldn't even need a gas tax increase. We wouldn't need any kind of tolls. We wouldn't need any of those things to fund building our roads here in Texas, which, by the way, in most cases, they've dragged their feet on building roads here in Texas for the past 2 decades, at least in most cities. They've pretty much been dragging their feet. And yet here we are, in particular in Central Texas, in the 90s, we in the late 90s especially were just a go-go-go period of growth in Central Texas, where money was flowing like water from the dot-com corporations that were relocating and, in fact, founding here in the Central Texas area in what they call Silicon Hills. It was just a tremendous flow of tax dollars and appreciation in real estate, and so taxes of all kinds were going up, and the increases were just huge. And so why in the world that some of these transportation issues in Central Texas weren't addressed during that go-go time of growth is just amazing. And then, by the way, then when you look at the numbers, even during the recession that we had here in Central Texas in 2001 to 2005, there was still a constant, steady growth in revenues to the state coffers, and that's without even looking at city, county coffers. I mean, there's tons of money in those coffers as well. So it's always been my contention, basically, that we don't need any kind of gas tax increase. We don't need tolls. We can fund these roads just by reprioritization and reallocation of the funds that we have, that we know we've got. And then on top of that, that's without even mentioning the comprehensive annual financial reports. And that's what I've brought up here in the past, is talking about the comprehensive annual financial reports, where the state of Texas has billions upon billions of dollars that are just separate and apart from the current budget scheme. And they could just divert some of that interest off that to pay for roads. Or maybe they just quit adding onto, I think every year there's another several billion dollars that's reallocated that goes into the CAFRs and helps to keep building that. So there's definitely a lot of sources of revenues. However, personally, when I testified at the Senate Transportation and Homeland Security Committee meeting, they really didn't want to hear too much from me. They didn't want to ask any questions. They asked a lot of the people that gave testimony at the table there in front of that committee. They asked several of them questions, but they didn't have any questions for me. And I said, hey, I've got 8 different ways that we can work towards paying for roads. And some of them were geared towards saving money on the construction of the roads, and others were geared as to just, hey, here's more money. And one of these, actually both these ideas about the CAFRs and the general fund, were sources of revenue. But anyway, if you'll go to quarterwatch.org, let me back up and talk about that some more, quarterwatch.org. And you can check on to the ones that aren't signed on yet. And I would encourage folks to really focus. These are links on this quarterwatch.org page where you can link through to the representatives and senators, the state legislature of Texas, that have not signed on yet to have this moratorium. Now, it looks like for the time being, unless we convince these folks otherwise, that Mike Cruzy in the House of Representatives, you'll see his name as one of the members that has not signed on yet. Mike Cruzy, that's Cruzy spelled with a K, K-R-U-S-E-E. And on the Senate side, we have Corona, who has signed on, but now is saying that he's not going to bring this SB 1267 out of committee. So here we have over two-thirds of the state House, and we have over two-thirds of the state Senate here in Texas that are signed on with this moratorium bill. And due to Corona being the chairman of the Senate and Cruzy being the chairman of the Transportation Committee in the House of Representatives, and Corona's the chairman of the Transportation and Homeland Security in the Senate, those two gentlemen right there may prove to be more powerful than a governor's veto, that they may stop these bills in committee. And once again, I'd like to repeat, I've said this before, is the state of Texas is the new keystone state for the North American Union. And if we can stop the infrastructure that lays out the North American Union here in the state of Texas, then that stops the infrastructure plan for the rest of 48 states contiguously. So why, if you can't get the infrastructure project through Texas, then what reason would there be to continue to the United States? So that's what makes Texas so important. So go to corridorwatch.org and check out these bills and get with Senator Corona and Mike Cruzy in the House of Representatives and let them know what your thoughts are about TTC and toll roads and North American Union. All right, we're fixing to go to break. We're going to come back with Mr. Kubosh about the red light camera legislation coming up.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and as mentioned earlier, we're going to have a guest right now from now till 7 p.m. at least. We're going to have Felix Michael Kubosh on, and I met this gentleman a little over a week ago. He was down there at one of the transportation hearings with the House, or actually I believe with the senators, with Senator Corona as chairman, and it was the Transportation and Homeland Security Committee meeting that was meeting with regard to several different issues regarding transportation, homeland security, etc. And one of those pieces of legislation that they were hearing from the public from, was about the red light cameras. So, Felix, I understand you'd like to go by Michael?
That's correct.
Michael Kubosh, hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm so glad you had me on today. We got to get the word out about these cameras.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know you were fired up that day in that committee hearing, and I'm sure you're still fired up about it now. So tell us what first kind of got you involved in this.
Well, it happened about 10 years ago. Paul and I realized that these red light cameras were being installed around the country, and I think it first caught our eye when it hit San Diego, and we knew some attorneys there, and we found that the vendors were shortening the caution light and causing more people to have not only accidents, but also more red light camera citations. And as a result of it, just a money grab scheme. Accidents, we found, go up considerably once they've installed these illegal systems. And you just have to have somebody that's got a patriotic spirit and willing to challenge these things in court and to bring them down.
That's right. I tell you that I remember hearing those stories too about, I think, was it Lockheed Martin that was involved as the contractor there in San Diego, I think it was? Or it was one of these big defense contractors, Lockheed Martin or Martin Marietta, something like that. But I do remember those stories coming about how they'd shortened up the yellow lights to, in fact, get some more revenue and, in fact, cause more accidents and things like that. So one of the great websites I've found for learning about this issue in particular is a website called thenewspaper.com. Have you ever seen thenewspaper.com?
I have, and I've read a lot of different articles. There's other transportation articles out. And in fact, there have been government studies that are published that people can read that you can easily see that these red light camera schemes are increasing accidents. One of the things that's happening is, like Garland, Texas, likes to come and testify, and they talk about the halo effect and how that these red light cameras are decreasing red light runners all around the city. And within a minute or two of that testimony, he came back later to say that they're still riding just as many red light tickets around the cities the officers are as they ever have. So that's, I mean, that was a dichotomy. He said one thing and they turned around and said just the opposite. So these red light cameras are really just about revenue gathering, and that's really all it's about.
That's absolutely, I believe you're 100% right on that, because it just automates their revenue gathering and it makes it even easier on them, and it puts an extra burden on all of us as drivers. Because, I mean, most of the time that's been one of the issues, is that it violates the idea of due process, where people don't know that they've supposedly been caught in this crime. And then on top of that, they're saying that most of these tickets that are issued are within like a split second of when the lights actually change.
Yeah, and think about this. And this was brought up in the House testimony in the Urban Affairs, was if a person runs a red light, And he's in an illegally registered car, in other words, or a stolen car, do they follow up and try to determine who that violator was? No, they don't do that. Do they use these cameras to try to catch these real criminals? No. What they're doing is they're going after the last person who legally registered the car. You see, HPD here tells me that about half the time that they stop somebody in a car to write them a citation, the car's not registered to them. I have a number of cars because I'm in business. I don't drive very many of them, just drive one or two of them from time to time. Most of the time, my employees or my children or my wife's in those cars. And they're not registered to them. They're registered to me. So I'm the one that's going to be getting the tickets.
Wow, and so that could happen in a lot of different scenarios. Well, that's like one of the examples that we hear all the time, or about these toll roads even. And I know Houston is one of the areas where complaints have come out of Houston area by, I know we've had people here in Austin that have sold their vehicle, and for whatever reason the registration didn't get changed properly, or who knows what reason it was, but we've actually had people here in Austin that have been getting tickets in the mail or invoices for tolls in the mail from the Houston area because their registration wasn't switched over properly.
And remember this, in other states like California, these things go on your driving record. Now, right now, there's, from what I can tell, there's no teeth in any of the municipalities where you've been written a red light camera ticket. Just like this past Wednesday, Michael Scadden, one of the attorneys that used to be the president of the ACLU, he burned his ticket on camera. Of course, I have a hard time standing there and wanting to endorse somebody doing something like that. But necessarily, you know, that's. But it just shows you the extreme people will go to try to make a point to tell the public, look, these camera tickets are meaningless. They basically can do nothing to you, so why pay them?
Well, I'm sure though that they still would at some point administratively decide, oh, well, now, you know, after you've gotten so many tickets, or if you've ignored the call to come to justice, et cetera, that they'll figure out some way to get into the criminal court after a while with it. Or is that any of that happening?
No, but one thing that is happening, and, you know, for those of you who don't know me, I'm a Harris County bail bondsman, and my brother Paul and I have about 92,000 clients in the Harris County area.
Wow.
And people are coming in constantly with these red light camera tickets telling me, you know, do I have a warrant? No matter how many times I tell them that these are civil matters, these people just don't get it.
Michael?
They're afraid.
Yes. Michael, hold on to that thought. We'll come back right after this break. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. It's April Fool's Day, 2007. We're on live between now and 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. We've got as our guest right now Michael Kubosh. He's a bail bondsman from Harris County, Houston, Texas area. And he was just, we just went in this break. He was talking about that he has 92,000 clients down there. And tell us again, they're asking you about if they've got warrants.
Yes. These red light camera tickets in Harris County, the ones we're getting from the city of Houston. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, I filed suit against this on February the 26th of 2007. And I'm asking the legislators to not pass any bills one way or the other. Let me take this out by the courts. Let the courts rule and get rid of these things. I'm prepared to take this to the Texas Supreme Court to get a ruling on this, to get rid of these red light camera scams. Now, remember, the ticket comes in Houston from the police, Houston Police Department photo enforcement program in Mesa, Arizona. Now, remember, you mail the money to the police department, Houston Police Department photo enforcement program in Cincinnati, Ohio. Anytime people get something from the police, they think that this could potentially be a warrant. Because if all of us know that the police department is restricted from pursuing civil matters, they're for criminal matters, but they're using the Houston Police Department's name on these tickets and on these addresses to gather civil fines.
Right. So they, and then on top of that, they're using outside entities to be involved in the collection process. So that means that this money goes a long way around the horn before it ever even comes back to Houston.
Absolutely. And, you know, I kind of wonder who the mayor knows up in Mesa, Arizona, and who he knows over in Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, I think we have people here in Houston that can count money if you want to send the ticket money here to Houston. And they say they've already collected $2 million in fines. When we have city council meetings, one of the councilmen, Councilman Kahn, he would continually say, how many people have paid? What percentage have paid? He always wanted to know how many had paid. He never one time asked how many accidents have been reduced, how many lives have been saved, because that's not what this is about. This is not about public safety. This is about a revenue-gathering scam.
Absolutely, Michael. It is about revenue, and it is more about Big Brother and encroaching and violating the constitutional rights that we have. Now, let me ask you, at some of the intersections, do they have them at all intersections or just a certain few?
Well, at this time, they have them set up at 40 intersections, and they say their first phase is 50 intersections. And so they're not obviously going to be able to put them up at every intersection, but the truth of the matter is whenever the Garland Police Department chief was asked the other day in council, they asked him, how many of these do you have up? And he told them, and he said, now, we have over 500 intersections we could put them at, but we don't because we don't want to overburden the citizens. So what do you tell me? Oh, if they're good, let's put them everywhere. If they're not good, then any of them are overburdening the citizens. I mean, the whole thing is wrong.
Well, that might be one way to finally wake up the public, is that if each and every red light had these cameras where you're constantly getting tickets from them, or every stop sign even. I mean, they could even do this at stop signs, really. So it's just no end to what they can do here to really just keep eating out our substance, which is a big part of their plan. But I tell you what, Felix, is one thing I like to say on the show is that we're beyond critical mass. I think that we've got enough people awake now that we can start restoring this republic, hence the name of the show, Restoring the Republic. And one of the things that I would just like to tell you right now that I tell this audience, and I was going to talk about it here later, but in the governor's election, we had 31%, a minority of 31% that voted neither Republican or Democrat. And I feel like that's the voters' revolution coming forth that we have. That 31% by the next election in 2008, I think that'll be closer to 40 or 50% that'll be ready to vote for any candidate as long as they're a good candidate. If they're wearing a D beside their name or an R beside their name, or if they're running independent, I think we're going to start seeing people vote for the person, vote for the candidate, and really assess who they are. But one of the examples I'd like to give about that helps prove that we're beyond critical mass is that 31% minority, which, in fact, I did work on a campaign, a primary campaign in January, February, March of 2006 last year, and the total number of votes in that Republican primary that I was involved in were less than 5,000 total votes in that primary out of 80,000 potential voters. Now,
wow.
Less than 10% turned out for the Republican primary. But get this, in the general election, in that same race in District 52 here in southern Williamson County, there was a total of 37,371 voters in the race. And so 31% of that number, 31% of the 37,371 is 11,585 voters. Now, if we could just mobilize that 31%, like I told you, the total voters in the Republican primary in March of 2006 was less than 5,000, but that 31% could easily overwhelm any race in the primaries. So
I think what we've got to do is we've got to get these, we got to get good candidates to run, got to get good candidates in office and in the primaries.
Absolutely,
it's a must to get the good candidates. You know, when I ran this red light camera ticket and got this red light camera citation, for those of you who Google my name and look it up, when I first ran it, the stations here wanted to know when I was going to do it. They wanted to be there, so they showed up, and of course the police department was there too because they had been tipped off. But the police are my friends. They came up and said, "Michael, are you going to run the light?" And I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Well, you know, I've been sitting here to not only give you safe passage through the light, but we're going to have to write you a ticket. And, you know, and then I found out that all the lights had been turned off, so I couldn't get one anywhere of the 10 lights that were up at the time. So I was live on KTRH, and Channel 11, 2, and 13 were there from Houston, and my family was there, my dad in a wheelchair, had about 30, 40 folks there. I ran the light. You know, it was a hard thing for me to do because I'm not somebody who goes out and violates the law. But I had to be, I had to run the light so I could be harmed, so I could have standing to challenge this in court. Because I'm a born-again Christian. I have been since I've been 15 years old. It's hard for me to ever do anything that would violate the law. But I had to do it so I could get standing to challenge this illegal camera scheme.
Right. Well, at some point, I mean, we've got to fight for what's right and fight against what's wrong. And so that's simply what you're doing, is the civil disobedience is one of the few options we're left with anymore on so many issues. So that's just a fact that sometimes we have to do some civil disobedience to move forward on an issue. So I applaud you for doing what you did. And as far as the number of intersections, you said there's about 40 right now in Houston. Are they marked differently? Do people know that they're at one of these intersections somehow?
Well, when they put up the first 10, I went to all of them, timed the lights, and watched them. And they have a photo enforcement little sign up. And I'd like to know, you know, some things about that sign. You know, who made the sign? Is it state-approved sign? You know, I'd like to know a lot of things, and I'm going to find out in discovery. But I went to one of the intersections at Hillcroft and Harwin here in Houston. It has an 82-second red. I want you to think next time when you're at a red light how long that is. It's a minute and 22 seconds. And then it has a 6 to 8 second variable green, and then it has a little over a 3 second caution. So when it's your time to go, after sitting there for almost a minute and a half, you go to go, the guy ahead of you is on the cell phone or getting a cup of coffee, he might make it through. The next thing you know, you're in this frustration mode, and they have cycled the green 6 to 12 seconds, and it's never the same length. So a lot of these people are getting trapped by this as well.
Right, so that definitely sounds like entrapment going on there, which doesn't surprise me a bit. And if it's anything like they do here in Austin, what they do here in Austin is you'll be sitting there at a red light, and there won't be any traffic coming any other direction. You'll be the only one that's sitting there stopped. Does that happen in Houston a lot?
Yes, and one, because, see, these red light cameras are creating rear-end collisions, but they're not wanting to give us engineering studies prior to putting these cameras out. See, engineers that do traffic have proven successful methods of making intersections safer. There's a lot of things they could do instead of putting a camera up. In fact, the Department of Transportation says before you have a red light camera system installed, you need to first do an engineering study and see if there's other things you can do. That's what the U.S. Department of Transportation says. And they could make a lot of things about intersections safer. They could clean debris around the signs. They could make the stoplight bigger. They could make the caution light, as they do in foreign countries, blink two or three times before it actually changes from caution to red. They could put a timer up where it counts down from 5, 4, 3, 2. They could lengthen the caution light. And if you've ever been from Houston to Brenham, the first red light coming into Brenham, you come over a hill and down, and as you come back up on 290, going toward Austin from Houston, you go through Brenham, they have now installed a bunch of lights. It looks like two fire trucks are sitting on the side of the road when that light's about to change, because those caution lights are strobe lights, because there's been so many accidents there and so many injuries there. They've done things to try to make that intersection safer.
Right, and I've seen that myself. I've been a truck driver about 20 years previously to driving in a taxi, and about 10 years I was over the road, so I saw quite a few different situations where they had these issues like you're talking about, where maybe they had a blind curve or over hill that was blind, where you'd have to have advanced warning of the red light, especially when you're at highway speed and you're in a big truck pulling about 80,000 pounds. You need to have some advanced notice. So all these red lights always need to be programmed to allow the heaviest vehicle that's liable to be traveling on that road, which many roads have these 80,000-pound trucks. And if you think it's hard to stop a car in time, sometimes the way these light changes, then just imagine driving a big rig.
Right. You know, and it was hard for Garland to admit their law enforcement, to go ahead and admit to everybody that, hey, you know, accidents have gone up, and, hey, you know, this is a problem. It was hard to get them to admit that before the committees, but we had to bring up documentation that they couldn't refute. that had already been published in their own papers to show them. Because these red light camera systems are causing more accidents. And now they're not wanting to report the accident that occurs prior to the intersection as an intersection accident. So if somebody hits their brakes 30 feet from the intersection, somebody rear-ends them. Well, that didn't happen at the intersection, so that's not an intersection accident.
So we can expect them to be padding these accident figures to be in favor of these red light cameras. It just, I tell you what, anything they can do to create more revenue is just amazing, the mode that they're in. And on top of that, I remember at the hearing that all these people that you're up against, you're basically John Q. Citizen. You're Felix Michael Kubosh, John Q. Citizen up there. And you're the only one. Everybody else that's up there talking about this red camera issue is some suit that's being paid, probably their day that they've supposedly lost from work. I'm sure they're being paid and compensated. They probably got their hotel room paid for, their expenses, their travel expenses. They probably got everything paid for. And here, a regular citizen like you shows up, and this is what we're up against. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And Senator Corona has introduced a bill to authorize these cameras. Because he wants the revenue. He says he wants it for the trauma centers. And I told him, you know, you just don't get it. You're going to need this money for the trauma centers with the increase in accidents that you're going to cause. This is ridiculous. And that's what I keep telling him. You just don't get it, do you? And now Jim, Representative Murphy from Houston, he has also introduced a companion bill in the House, identical to Corona's bill in the Senate, to go through the House. And it's on the local and consent calendar. We're going to do everything we can to get some representatives to tag that and to take it off. This is just a money grab scheme. We need to contact our representatives, tell them we don't want this. They've never had one of these bills ever pass the House favorably. They've always voted against red light cameras, and they've even passed bills out of the House, but it never got through the Senate to be able to ban them in Texas.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, before we hit this next break, let's go ahead and put out some contact information on how people can get involved and help you on this issue, Michael.
Well, if they want to contact me, they can contact me at michaelkubosh@hotmail.com. It's a very large mega account, but it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Kubosh, K-U-B as in boy, O-S-H, @hotmail.com. In fact, my slogan is, I'm going to put the kibosh on these red light cameras.
Yeah, I like that, the kibosh on the cameras. That's great. All right, well, folks, I hope you got that down. Michael Kubosh at hotmail.com, and his last name Kubosh is spelled K-U-B as in boy, O-S-H, @hotmail.com. Michael Kubosh @hotmail.com. So that's great. Well, hopefully we'll have some folks get on the email with you and be in support of what we're doing. I know that one of the main issues I've been fighting on is the Trans-Texas Corridor and the toll roads here. And I guess why I've got you on the line is I know that they keep touting that these toll roads in Houston have really helped solve Houston's traffic. And so I was going to see if you can give me a little rundown on that. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I believe that the toll roads have certainly been a help. But, you know, we've gotten word that they're wanting to increase our toll road fees. And we were on the impression once that the toll roads were paid for, they were going to discontinue the tolls. I don't mind paying to build a road. I mean, I'm not stingy. I don't mind paying to ride on a road. But once it's paid for, why keep paying and paying and paying? It doesn't make any sense. Give it to the state and let's upkeep it and let's go on.
Well, they're just getting so out of control. I'll cite you one example that I found in Ireland. Near Dublin, Ireland, there's a bridge called Westlink Bridge, and it's not any extravagant bridge. It's not anything like the Golden Gate or anything like that. It's just more like a river crossing that you would see here in Texas across the Colorado, basically. Not that major of a bridge. But anyway, they did a public-private partnership on that bridge with a company in Ireland called National Toll Roads, and which is partly owned by Macquarie out of Australia, is my understanding. But anyway, they built that bridge in the late 80s, early 90s for about $38 million. And now the government of Ireland is having to buy that bridge out back from National Toll Roads for about €600 million.
€600 million.
From €38 million to build it to €600 million to buy it back. And on top of that, it's paid out by €50 million a year over 12 years. That includes the special inflation hike guidelines and prices like that. So it may end up being, in the neighborhood of a billion euros to buy that one bridge back from this scam outfit on with this toll bridge on one of their main thoroughfares there in Ireland. So that's another thing we got to watch out for, these public-private partnerships.
Absolutely.
So that, but let me ask you, some of the main worst highways in Houston, I-10 West is usually the road I travel because I'll be coming from Austin, maybe going to downtown Houston. Is that one of the worst interstates through Houston, one of the worst highways?
I would say at this time, I-10 has obviously held the among all of us here that's the one you don't want to get on, is I-10. So many people have moved west. You know, they have fled the inner city. They've fled further and further out, and they want to work downtown, but they have to deal with that traffic, and it has really, really been a problem. But there has been a lot that's done on the new freeway construction. There's a few bottlenecks left in it, but for the most part, it's a lot better than it was 5 years ago.
Right. Well, that's good. I think one way I like to say is that Houston's been strangled. Houston's been strangled for many years, and now with these toll roads, they're not being strangled quite as bad. The hands are still around the throat, but maybe they're not quite getting squeezed to where they can't even breathe. All right, Michael, we've got one more section of the show coming up right after this break. We'll be right back with RepublicBroadcasting.org. Hold on, Michael.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Restoring the Republic. We're on today with my guest Michael Kubosh. He's from Houston, Texas. He's a bail bondsman there in Houston, Harris County, Texas, and he is upset about these red light cameras, and rightfully so. It's just another one of these programs to eat out our substance. So, Michael, tell me, aren't there other cities, towns, and or states that have actually passed legislation and gotten rid of these after they've implemented them?
Yes, sir, they have. In fact, just recently here in Davenport, Iowa, the district judge there found them unconstitutional. They've taken them out of the Commonwealth of Virginia. One of the cities in Massachusetts took it out. I believe it was either Michigan or Minnesota. Australia, the country of Australia, took it out. Remember, this is not the correct way to alter behavior for people who are running red lights. I don't want anybody to get the impression that's listening to me that I'm for running red lights. I believe everybody who intentionally runs a red light needs to get pulled over by a police officer, ID'd, find out why he ran the light, and then write him a ticket if the officer feels like he should. I don't believe that writing a ticket to somebody who owns the car is going to change the behavior of these people. Remember, there's illegals running around in all these vehicles that they can't get registered, and they're not getting the tickets. We are. We're getting the tickets, the ones who last legally registered the car.
Right. And so these people that are getting these tickets when their car has been sold or otherwise forwarded to another individual, what's happening in those cases right now? Do you know?
Well, I mean, there's no revenue there because there's nobody to go after. So the city's pretty much doing nothing from what I've been told. I mean, they're not sitting out a task force to look for who actually ran the light, who actually owned the car, you know,
right.
If it comes back as a bad address or whatever. I mean, I've got a car right now in Brownsville that's being driven around by a young lady who the car was sold to, but I sold the car to the dealership or traded it in, and they sold it and never transferred the title. This person down in Brownsville's got my car and running around, and I've gotten calls from down there wanting to know, hey, what am I doing down here in Brownsville? You know, it's legally registered in my name, but I sold the car. I got proof I sold it.
Right. So they definitely need to at least have these databases worked out to where people don't get these bogus tickets for cars that they don't even own at all.
Yeah, think about it. The last person who legally done the right thing by registering the car is the one getting the ticket, not the person that ran the light.
Right. That's crazy. Well, where does your lawsuit stand right now, Michael?
Well, we filed a lawsuit on February the 26th, 07, in the Harris County District Court. It's going to go into District Court 127, and nothing's been heard on it yet. The city finally responded to my they delayed this over 5 months before I ever filed suit, going through their little appellate process in the ordinance, following the ordinance, so I could make sure that I couldn't let them give them any wiggle room on that. So my attorneys made sure that all that was done right. We filed suit. They answered it, and my lawsuit's about 200 pages with exhibits and all. It even cites Harper Brown, Representative Harper Brown, who said the trick of the amendment when she entered her amendment to the bill on the commercial trucking. See, that's what they're hanging their hats on, is the amendment that Harper Brown entered into that the cities are saying, this gives us the right. Well, she said the trick of the amendment was that nowhere in there does it say anything about photo enforcement. She tricked the legislators by changing the way that they term regulating only in commercial trucking.
Right. Well, I know that's, you said something else about the photo radar, too. I mean, at some point they want to do this with speed cameras as well, where they can send us tickets in the mail as well on that, right, Mike?
Right. The next move is radar cameras, and who knows where it's going to stop.
All right. Well, folks, I hope you get on the email with Michael and get on board on helping stop this red light camera issue amongst all these other things we've got going on. Michael, I appreciate talking to you, and you give me a call and give me an update when you have more info, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks, Michael.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right, folks, you're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, and we're coming up on our second hour. So, folks, if you want to call in with open lines, we've got 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.